learning this evening for Refuah Shleima, for Speedy Recovery, for Lior Rivka Bas Reisel. We learned yesterday some intricate, specific halachos pertaining when a person is allowed to go take a shower, bathe, cold water, parts of their body, perhaps on Erev Shabbos. We ended up saying that although there's a lot of different halachos about this, we're not as stringent. And the basic idea, again, is the concept of these laws is because of the sentence, Mishe Nechnas Av Mematen B'Simcha. We're supposed to diminish the level of joy during this month. And therefore, that means that in those days, the concept of showering or bathing, that was simcha, that was something which was joyful. However, for ourselves, that's not really diminishing one's joy, that's other issues, health concerns, and things of that nature. And therefore, the fact that a person decides to shower or bathe during this time, it doesn't mean that they're going against halacha, because that's not considered a lack of simcha. The last halacha in this particular siman, this chapter, discusses the laws of shachianu during this time. The Mechaber says, "Tovli zaher, a person, it's good to be careful. Malomer shachianu, bein mitzarim. It's good to not say shachianu during this time, between the trouble times, which are specifically between the two fasts of the 7th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which of course is also known as the 3 weeks." And therefore, because a person, it's good not to say shechianu, a person should not say shechianu al pri o al malbush, on any fruits or any clothing. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, therefore, obviously you shouldn't eat them. It doesn't mean, okay, I'll take some new fruits, I'll take a star fruit or a kiwi, and I just won't say shechianu. I mean, the concept is that if you would say shechianu, then you shouldn't eat it at all, because you would have to say it otherwise. And then he says, there are exceptions to this rule. He says, Al Pidin Aben, you have a child, the firstborn boy on the 30th day, part of the ceremony is to say the Shechianu. So he says, that's one of the exceptions, that during the 3 weeks, if there would be a Pidin Aben, Shechianu is said. And the reason is V'lo Yachmitz HaMitzvah. Literally, so the mitzvah doesn't become chametz. Like matzah, if you keep it in the oven too long, it gets turns into chametz. So too, when it comes to certain mitzvahs, if you end up pushing it off, you won't have the opportunity to do it. And therefore, that's the problem. If a person wouldn't say the Shechianu by the opinion of Ben, you can't do it later. It's now or never. And therefore, that's one of the exceptions with regard to Shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, naturally asks a question, why are we so strict? Why can't we say Shechianu at this time? Because after all, he says, Afil Avel Mivarach Shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah comments that even someone who is literally mourning for a close relative, there's no prohibition for them to not say the Shechianu. They can still say the Baruch Shechianu. So why, if this is a lower level of Velus, then why is it that we're so strict you don't say Shechianu during the 3 weeks? So he says it's for a different reason. He says, Mikol Makom, Yom Elu Kivan Shezman Hu Huzman Pranios. This is not a good time for Klal Yisrael. Throughout history, forget about the basic concepts of the Beis HaMikdash. You constantly study the 3 weeks. We find tragedies continuing year after year. In Kedai Lomer Shechianu, it's not befitting to say Shechianu, because what is the end word for Shechianu? As Lazman Hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for bringing me to this exact moment in time. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, but that's not something you're really happy about. This particular time is not something we're excited. It's not a fortunate time. And therefore, it's better not to say the Shechianu because of the meaning behind the bracha. However, not everyone holds this. For example, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, says, as well as the Taz, he says, Yischolik al zeh, because they do chumri yisera. So you guys are being too firm over here. It's no big deal. You can say a Shechianu, it's not a problem. He doesn't hold it to be an issue. And therefore, because there are people who are lenient, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Valkein, b'Shabbos ein l'hachmer b'zeh. Since there's some people who say it all the time, even on the weekday during the 3 weeks, we can at least say on Shabbos, we can go a little bit more lenient. And therefore, if a person, let's say, would have a fruit, on which would require the bracha of Shechianu, then you should wait until Shabbos. And on Shabbos you can have it, and because after all, the other levels of avelus don't pertain to Shabbos. For us, if you eat meat, can you drink wine on Shabbos? It's supposed to. Even during the 9 days. So too, if a person comes across certain things that Shechion would be said, then wait until Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then, jumping a couple sifim, he says, what's the difference between the fruit, the case of the fruit, and the case of the Pidyon HaBen? So he says, because what's the problem with Pidyon HaBen? If you don't say the bracha of Shechianu, then lo yachmitz mitzvah, you're going to be losing your chance, you're pushing it off. However, he says, afagav, even though the gesheroa pri chadash, if you see a new fruit, then mevarach Shechianu machmitz bracha. Interestingly, he says, the bracha of Shechianu on fruit is not necessarily only when you eat it. It could even be the moment you see it. You walk in the supermarket and you see some exotic fruit. Technically, there are those who feel that you could say Shechianu just by seeing the fruit. However, we don't do so. Komakim kivan shenagul hamtin. We have the custom to wait at shas achila until right before we eat the fruit. Lo mikri machmetz mitzvah. And therefore, he says the reality is even though you have to wait, so you have a nice fruit, you come across one a couple days before Tisha B'Av, so you wait a couple days, and then afterwards, before you eat it, you'll make the bracha and you'll say the Shechianu then. So you'll still be able to say the Shechianu. It's not a problem. However, there is a way that we can compare fruits to a pidyon haben. What's the comparison? It's not a riddle. The Ramah says the reason. He says the comparison. He says when it comes to fruits, shlo yimsa achar Tisha B'Av. Let's say you have fruits which are only seasonal, and after Tisha B'Av they just won't exist. You won't be able to eat them. You won't be able to say the bracha. Mutu levarach. You're allowed to say the bracha of Shechianu. Ochlo benim tzarim. You can eat it during the 3 weeks. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that not only is it talking about a situation where it just isn't around, you go to the supermarket after Tisha B'Av, they're going to be sold out of these fruits, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Myri shelo yochol lishmor hapri ad Shabbos mipnei shekalkel. We gave the advice, hold on to the fruit until Shabbos, and eat the fruit, make a Shechianu on Shabbos. Let's say you come across the fruit on Sunday, and then if you would hold on to it until six days later, it's going to already be spoiled, it's going to be rotten, it's not going to taste good, it's not going to be inedible. Therefore, that's considered as though it doesn't exist. It's not going to exist by Shabbos. And therefore, that would be another exception where a person would be able to say the bracha of Shechianu. But of course, as we did see, there are those who are lenient, like the Gra, that say that's not an issue at all. A person could say Shechianu. However, we are of the custom not to recite the Shechianu during the 3 weeks. Kaddish.